Now, the Federal Housing Administration might need its first bailout in its 79-year history. So-called reverse mortgages are at the heart of the problem here as fallout from the housing crisis continues. NPR's Dan Bobkoff explains.
Perhaps you've seen ads like this one on TV.
A government-insured reverse mortgage allows seniors to stay in their own home and to turn their equity into tax-free cash.
FHA-insured reverse mortgages are heavily promoted as a way to live off the value of a home. The loan is generally repaid when the house is sold or the borrower dies. But if homeowners stop paying their property taxes or insurance, that's considered a default, and FHA takes over. That's what happened with many reverse mortgages during the financial crisis. The FHA found itself trying to unload homes that had lost a lot of value. Ed Pinto is with the American Enterprise Institute.
Well, as soon as FHA has to take the house, their expenses go up dramatically. Now they have to pay for upkeep, they have to pay for sales commission, et cetera.
The Federal Housing Administration may draw nearly $1 billion from the Treasury to make up for its projected shortfall. FHA Commissioner Carol Galante said in a statement that if not for the reverse mortgages, the agency would actually have a $4 billion surplus at the end of the year. Julia Gordon of the Center for American Progress says that's a welcome change.
I was more surprised by the surplus in the single family program, which I think is great news.
She says the FHA needs congressional approval to overhaul the reverse mortgage system to make it less risky. The agency has until September 30th to determine whether it needs to tap the Treasury. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.